This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
We talked to Mark Russell, Chief Executive of the Church Army and a member of the Archbishop's Council, about evangelism and an upcoming festival on discipleship.
Mark, evangelism is at the heart of the Church Army's mission. How does the work you do transform people's lives?
Well, I lead a team of about 600 people who work right across the UK and Ireland, seeking to bring God's love to those who would never step inside the door of a church. So our team work on the margins with the homeless, asylum seekers, people with mental health issues, people battling addictions, asylum seekers, folk who find themselves living in poverty and needing a food bank, all kinds of contexts. And day after day, my team are out in the community working in schools and hospitals and prisons, housing estates, seeking to help people know that their lives matter, that they're important, and that God loves them. And from that, then to try and find creative ways to help people journey into discipleship themselves. And so our team are at the front of the Fresh Expressions movement, trying to create types of Christian community that enable those who've never been to church to thrive in their Christian journey. We also run the largest homeless project for women in the UK. In fact, just this week I've had a government minister come visit. We've got Ellie Goulding, the singer, as our patron. We provided 43,000 nights of accommodation last year. We moved 100 women from the streets of London into their own homes. So, yeah, right across the country, our team are under God and with His anointing and filled with His Spirit, trying to see lives changed and communities transformed.
So, I mean, it sounds like you're doing some incredible work in some, you know, potentially some really, really difficult areas where there are a lot of people are really, really struggling with many, many different things. Yeah. Can you tell us something about the roots of your own faith, how you sustain it working with all of these incredible projects, but obviously ones that are quite difficult and, I guess, testing on your own time and faith sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up, as people will gather from my accent, in Northern Ireland. And Northern Ireland is one of those places where Christianity has a particular flavor. And unless you can name the second they are in the moment you became a Christian, then really you mustn't be one at all. And I was slightly troubled by that because I don't ever remember becoming a Christian, because God and faith and prayer were part of my life as long as I can possibly remember. So to make doubly sure that I was a Christian, every single time I had a chance to become a Christian, I usually became one in church, just to be on the safe side, and make sure I'd tick that box. So faith has been a very important part of my life from I was very young. And as I've gotten older, interestingly, different ways of sustaining that faith have been important. So when I was younger, I went to sort of big youth events and sort of big festivals and stuff like Soul Survivor and things like that. Today, if you told me as a young guy that my faith would be sustained by the Anglican office, I would have thought something had gone awry in my life. But actually, it is the rhythm and the daily anchor in my life that sustains me. And I'm very grateful to the Church of England for enabling that to live on my iPhone and on my iPad, so I don't have to cart books around with me. But actually, I can pray each day. That takes me through the scriptures rather than just focusing on the bits of the Bible I feel most happy with. The office takes me through the whole Bible, really. And that has been probably the anchor of my spiritual life. I'm also surrounded by a number of really good people who challenge me and ask me hard questions and who hold me accountable. And that sustains my faith as well. One of the greatest challenges for any of us who is a leader in the church is that we end up spending so much time doing things for God, we don't spend any time with God. And so being intentional about putting time into your life to invest in your own relationship with God and in your own prayer life and in your own worship life is really, really important. And certainly when you do a job like mine, where you spend half your life talking to other people about faith, it is actually really important that you're not a hypocrite and that actually you're trying your best to keep going deeper with God yourself as well.
So kind of taking that point you've made about being intentional about finding those moments to spend time with God, you're going to be speaking at a conference called Follow 16, which is taking place on the 16th of July. Now, this is a conference that's organised by the Central Readers' Council. It's their 150th anniversary this year. Can you give us a bit of a taster of what you're going to be talking about and why you think it's really important that this festival is something that Christians attend or get involved with?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be thrilled to. This is a really important event because its focus is on discipleship. And actually, that's one of those sort of words that Christians bandy around. But essentially what it means is following Jesus and becoming like Jesus. And this is a day that's entirely focused on helping all of us become more like Jesus. And actually, if we look around us in the world at the moment, you know, there's so much uncertainty. We've had the vote on the referendum. You know, it seems to be that, you know, politics is transforming in front of our very eyes. It is really important, more so than I can remember for a long time, that we have authentic Christians who are living like Jesus in our world and being agents of reconciliation and being agents of the gospel. So this event is really important. And what I'm going to be talking about is how do we live our lives as Christian disciples in such a way that is attractive to other people and want to encourage them to become Christians and disciples as well. So I'm going to be speaking almost about the outward focus of our lives. How do we help our friends and our neighbors and our work colleagues see Jesus in us and want to have something of his love in their lives as well? So I think if you haven't signed up, you should come. It's going to be a great day. It's like so cheap. It's like £5 and they're giving it away. If for no other reason, don't come and hear me. You know, come and hear Paula Gooder, who's my friend, who is without question the finest and most magnificent Bible teacher on the subject of discipleship I've ever known. So, you know, Paula will, someone described Paula to me once as rocket fuel for your life. You know, so I would really encourage people to come, be part of this day. It's going to be a fantastic worship, uplifting teaching, and you'll go home thoroughly blessed and thoroughly resourced to live your life as a Christian in this very complex era in which we find ourselves.
Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Pleasure.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.